Today is Wednesday, March 18th. We'll explain how local and federal governments are considering all means to fight this virus and its economic fallout, from city lockdowns to sending all Americans money. Plus, Biden does it again, Tom Brady's big announcement, and how people and businesses everywhere are helping out. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Every day, Americans are stepping up measures to stop the spread of COVID-19. And now the federal government is considering a $1 trillion plan to help the economy. More on the potential money plans in a moment, but first, within the next 48 hours, America's largest city might be shutting down. New York City's mayor said people there should get prepared. He's considering a shelter-in-place like the one that already went into effect in the San Francisco Bay Area. That said, New York's governor gave a pretty conflicting message that he'd rather just restrict business activity. Of course, other cities may consider something similar. So this is what shelter-in-place means, at least in San Francisco right now. People are not allowed to leave their homes unless it's to get food, go to the doctor, or care for family, though they can go for walks or hikes as long as they stay at least 6 feet away from others. Those restrictions are in place in the Bay Area for at least the next 3 weeks. In Nevada, all casinos, restaurants, bars, and other non-essential businesses are closed for 30 days. That started at midnight. And in Kansas, public schools across the state are shutting down for the rest of the school year. Students will be able to keep learning online, but will not see a teacher in person until at least the fall. California is considering the same thing, which could leave families scrambling for childcare. While most people can shelter in place, healthcare workers have no choice but to go to work, and they could be working without enough essential supplies. Vice President Mike Pence wants construction companies to start donating face masks to local hospitals since they're in short supply. And a new Harvard analysis shows some parts of the U.S. would not have nearly enough hospital beds if this virus continues to spread quickly. The U.S. Hospital Association also warned of a ventilator shortage. The organization pleaded with all Americans to abide by social distancing precautions set by the CDC, saying it's the only way we can try to avoid overwhelming the healthcare system. Here's the latest CDC guidance as of early this morning. Stay home as much as you can. Avoid touching your face and wash your hands often. And the White House response team has said avoid all gatherings with 10 or more people, at least for the next 2 weeks. Also, a couple of unfortunate milestones to mention. The death toll in the U.S. has topped 100, and all 50 states have now reported cases of COVID-19. There are a total of more than 6,400 confirmed cases in the U.S. Of course, the number of people actually infected is likely much higher, since some people don't even realize they have it since they don't have symptoms, and because the federal government has been dealing with a shortage of testing kits. That said, testing is slowly becoming more available. The White House says states hit hardest by their coronavirus outbreak will start to see more drive-through and walk-through testing sites pop up this week. They should be able to test thousands of people a day, with healthcare workers and seniors given first priority. So the White House is now thinking about sending direct payments to Americans. It's not clear how much money each American could get, but sources told CNBC the president wants to dedicate $250 billion not to businesses, but to individuals. Remember, there are a lot of service workers and others who can't work from home, so they're just not getting paid at all. And possible checks for Americans from the government is just one part of an economic stimulus that could end up costing $1 trillion. It might also include $50 billion for the airline industry and $250 billion for small businesses. We also expect to see tax cuts as part of the deal. Last night, President Trump sent his Treasury Secretary to Capitol Hill to start negotiating the details with lawmakers. Meanwhile, the Senate is still considering the $100 billion package passed by the House last week. It includes sick pay, emergency food, and free testing for COVID-19. As lawmakers debated, more help came from other departments. The Pentagon said it would provide 5 million respiratory masks and 2,000 ventilators to federal health authorities, and Medicare expanded coverage for telemedicine. Hopefully, that helps seniors with health problems stay home while also getting care and avoiding infection. All of this help and potential help propped up the stock market yesterday. The S&P 500 climbed 6%. Before this month, even a 5% move was considered extremely rare. But lately, uncertainty has pretty much become the norm. That said, Americans will have a little more time to pay their taxes this year. The Treasury Secretary says you still need to file your taxes by the normal deadline of April 15th. But if you owe up to $1 million to the federal government, you have an extra 90 days to actually pay. Keep in mind, that's just the federal government. You may still have to pay state taxes on time to avoid penalties because only a few states so far have extended deadlines. He did it again. Former Vice President Joe Biden is pulling further away from Senator Bernie Sanders in the Democratic presidential race. Voters in three more states went to the polls yesterday: Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. All three states went to Biden. Republicans also voted in the primaries yesterday, since President Trump does have one primary challenger, former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. But Trump cruised to victory in all three states yet again. And with that, he officially scored enough delegates to clinch the Republican nomination. The voting schedule now slows down for the next couple of weeks. The next primary is set for Puerto Rico on March 29th. Then it's Hawaii, Alaska, and Wyoming on April 4th. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, let's take a quick break to thank our sponsor this week. Have you tried Blinkist yet? There's a reason 12 million people are using Blinkist right now. It's a unique app with a massive and growing library of self-help, business, health, and history books. But here's the key. Blinkist gives you only the best parts of each one, the need-to-know information that you can get through in just 15 minutes. It's great whether you want to catch up on the classic nonfiction titles you always meant to read but never did, or check out the latest titles from bestsellers list. One popular book on Blinkist right now is called Upheaval: Turning Points for Nations in Crisis. It discusses how those nations got out of those crises. Or use this extra time to get the notes on how language works, unlocking the secrets of how and why we communicate. And I often grab my Blinkist app when I need a little boost of motivation. And Blinkist has a special offer right now. Go to Blinkist.com/news to try it for free for 7 days and then save 25% off your new subscription. That's spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and save 25% off your new subscription. Now back to the news. He spent 20 years with the New England Patriots, but now Tom Brady is moving on. The star quarterback announced yesterday he's leaving the NFL team, but he's not done with football. Both ESPN and the NFL Network cite sources saying it looks like he's going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Either way, this is the end of an era for the Patriots. That's the only team Brady's ever played for, and he led them to 6 Super Bowl wins. So why is he moving on now? Fox Sports says he and the Patriots were not able to reach a deal on a new contract, so he's out. By the way, Brady will be 43 years old before the start of the next season, making him one of the oldest players, not just in the league, but in NFL history. A couple of other big NFL deals this week. 8-time Pro Bowler Philip Rivers is leaving the Chargers. He signed a 1-year deal with the Indianapolis Colts. Quarterback Teddy Bridgewater reached an agreement with the Carolina Panthers. So it's not clear what that means for the Panthers' current QB, Cam Newton. Speaking of sports, 4 more NBA players have COVID-19. Kevin Durant and 3 of his Brooklyn Nets teammates have tested positive. NBC News says only one of them is experiencing symptoms, and all are being watched by a team of doctors. The last team the Nets played was the Los Angeles Lakers right before the season was suspended. So there are now fears Lakers players could be infected too. CBS Sports reports they'll all be tested next. The pandemic is also impacting tennis. The French Open is officially being pushed back from May to September. The nation's largest movie theater chain is closing its doors for at least the next 6 to 12 weeks. AMC Theaters joins the list in what the AP calls an unprecedented theater shutdown. And because of that, more and more movie releases are being put off. Disney announced some May releases will be delayed, including some big ones like Mulan and Marvel's Black Widow. As of now, new release dates are TBD. Also of note in entertainment, Fox is buying Tubi TV, the ad-supported free video streaming service. Fox sold its 5% stake in Roku to help pay for the deal with Tubi. The Red Cross is asking people to donate blood. They're facing a severe blood shortage since an unprecedented number of blood drives have been canceled. As long as you're in good health, you can donate blood. You can go to redcross.org to make an appointment in your local area. Meanwhile, more companies are pitching in. Distilleries that usually make alcohol, like vodka, are now making hand sanitizer instead, since that's been running low around the country. Uber Eats is waiving delivery fees for a bunch of independent restaurants to encourage people to support struggling businesses with takeout food. Disneyland will donate excess food to a local food bank. Chinese billionaire Jack Ma is donating a bunch of face masks and testing kits to the U.S., Europe, and Africa. And I'm sure there are many more people and businesses doing their part. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And today we're talking about working from home, since millions of Americans are now social distancing and using a home office for the first time. So how productive will they be? A 2012 study found working from home can actually make you better at creative tasks, but it might make you less productive when it comes to busy work or boring work, since you don't have as much structure and you might be distracted by, say, walking your dog or moving your laundry. But experts told CNBC there are a few things you can do to set yourself up for success. One, remember to stay in touch with colleagues through messaging platforms, email, voice calls, or video calls. Two, try to break up your day by taking a lunch or a walk outside. Three, try to set up a routine or schedule that matches when you'll be least distracted at home. And maybe try to find a room or a corner that you dedicate just to work. All right, thank you for listening today and every day. We hope it is helpful keeping you updated and informed while so much is developing. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll have more news for you tomorrow. Have a great day.